Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. On an exceptionally hot evening in early July, a young man came out of the garret in which he lodged in Stolyarny Place and walked slowly, as though in hesitation, towards Kukushkin Bridge. He had successfully avoided meeting his landlady on the staircase. To be stopped on the stairs, to be forced to listen to her trivial, irrelevant gossip, to pestering demands for payment, threats and complaints, and to rack his brains for excuses, to prevaricate, to lie. No, rather than that, he would creep down the stairs like a cat and slip out unseen. The heat in the street was terrible, and the airlessness, the bustle and the plaster, scaffolding, bricks and dust all about him, and that special Petersburg stench, so familiar to all who are unable to get out of town in summer, all worked painfully upon the young man's already overwrought nerves. An expression of the profoundest disgust gleamed for a moment in his refined face. He was, by the way, exceptionally handsome, above the average in height, slim, and well-built, with beautiful dark eyes and dark brown hair. He had not far to go. He knew indeed how many steps it was from the gate of his lodging house. Exactly 730, he had counted them once, lost in hideous but daring dreams. With a sinking heart, he went up to a huge house which on one side looked onto the canal and on the other into the street, and at once slipped unnoticed through the door on the right and up the staircase. As he reached the fourth story, his progress was barred by some porters who were engaged in moving furniture out of a flat. He knew that the flat had been occupied by a German clerk in the civil service and his family.